Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Rihanna fans have been patient, very patient. Then she steps out on the Met Gala red carpet with a big baby bump, and all of them went, we're never getting the album. We're never getting the album. But
you might get a lullaby album, but you ain't getting any other kind of album.
Is there so much buildup on and so much want for this album that if and when she ever does one, will it ever meet expectations?
I think about that a lot. And I think you're onto something. I think it's one of those things where no matter how good that album is, it's just not going to be worth all of the weight and the hype that people have surrounded it with, even if it's good. Because it's kind of like the Super Bowl performance. People were disappointed because it was so much hype, but it was good.
Yeah, it's not really fair to her because she's not the one that's created any hype.
It's true.
It's like it's literally her, you know, the Rihanna army that has created all this hype. You don't think that maybe people will just be so grateful to have a little snippet of music that they'll just be grateful for whatever they get.
People? Grateful?
Yeah. I mean, she did a Smurf song. What more do you want from
her? Listen, if she could just do a flute like Andre and I would be satisfied, that'd be cool.
No, and I honestly wonder how becoming a mother is going to change her musical style too. Because like I was listening to Rihanna yesterday while I was working out and it was that Breaking Dishes song. I was like, oh, this is sexy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is Rihanna, now that she has kids, like is she going to feel comfortable putting out music that is, you know, kind of more salacious, or is she going to play it more safe now that she has kids out in the world and she's maybe thinking like, oh, they're going to be hearing this in the next couple of years?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like most artists kind of compartmentalize and realize that, you know, they are artists at the end of the day as well as being a mother, but she might be so embedded in being a mother that it would affect her music.
Yeah, and I think the most effective stuff, the best stuff comes out when you're being authentic. So she just might not feel like that anymore. Now she feels it's a very different part of her life and she's not growing with her audience, then it might be a real disconnect.
Well, I know she's 38, right? And you're a very different person at like 22 than you are at 38. And there's like this Madonna whore complex or whatever. And people think once you become a mother that you lose all your sexuality, which is not true. But I do think with age comes certain changes, whether you want to call it maturity or you just evolve into a different, you know, you're constantly evolving, that maybe the sexy stuff isn't your jam and you'd rather focus on something else.
Yeah. Well, thank God she said that it's not going to delay her album, although I feel like she's been teasing this album for a really long time. She says it might delay a couple of the music videos, but she says she can still sing. But what we're learning from A$AP Rocky is more information about their child that they're going to be having, their third kid. So they already have two children, RZA and Riot. And he was asked on the Seth Meyers show, Late Night with Seth Meyers, about the name of their next kid. He said, your first two kids have R names, which obviously you and Rihanna also have R names because A$AP Rocky's given name is Rakeem Mayers. And so they already have a full family of R names. So they're like, of course, you're going to have another R name. And he said, for sure. So I asked ChatGPT if they had to take some guesses on what they're going to name their next kid, because obviously ChatGPT knows all. These are the guesses that AI came up with. So they said Rebel Ray, continuing the R theme with a hint of attitude and a unisex vibe. The next one, Rumi Rogue. It's artistic and poetic, yet still cool and defiant.
Beyonce has a child named Rumi.
Oh, yeah, you could never, yeah. And then the last one, Rhythm Rain. It's musical and atmospheric. So these are the options according to, according to AI.
I would go Rebel.
I would go Rebel, too.
Yeah.
I think Rebel sounds really good with RZA and and Riot as well. So
when you name your kid Rebel, you better be prepared for what you get.
That's third child energy.
Right?
First child, it's like, okay, like you're very type A. By the time you get to the third one,
see,
you're a Rebel.
Tom and Rita Hanks, they learned. You name your kid shit, you don't get shit. Yeah.
Right. The third kid is just lucky to have a name.
All right, former Glee star Lea Michele is finally dispelling a bizarre rumor about her.
This is so funny.
It started on set years ago. I'm going to explain it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I was worried if I brought this up, the internet lore wouldn't quite hit the same as it does with Gen Z and millennials. But there's been this long-standing rumor that Glee's Lea Michele, if you know her as Rachel Berry, Lea Michele can't read. This is long-standing rumor that started. I don't know the origins. All I know is that all I've seen for the past 3 years is memes about Lea not being able to read. And some people have sort of jokingly confirmed it where they're like, well, I never saw her reading scripts on set. So I feel like that has kind of fueled the fire a little bit, but she is ready to prove the haters wrong. She, in fact, is literate.
It's the most bizarre rumor about a celebrity. Like, it's just, it's so random. And the fact that it's lasted as long as it has, I don't blame her for, like, finally just tackling it head on in this podcast and putting the haters to rest.
At this point, it's just a funny ongoing joke. And I feel like it's been fueled by the fact that she has this reputation of being a bully. And so I think people kind of like taking shots at her because she has this reputation that's not, it's not a great reputation. A lot of her castmates haven't had great things to say about her. They have sort of painted this picture that she's a diva. There have even been some allegations that she might be a little racist, so not some great things coming from Lea Michele's haters and her ops. But on Jake Shane's podcast, she finally set the record straight that she, in fact, can read.
The same day that all came out, like, Donald Trump said he was going to, like, punch John McCain in the face or something like that. It was 2015, and he said something, like, so wild. But what was trending online more was Lea Michele can't read. And Ryan Murphy called me and he was like, have you heard this rumor? And I was like, no, what's going on? And like, yeah, the fact that we are here all these years later. Give me I'm reading them.
I'm sick. I'm reading I'm them. Sick.
I didn't memorize it. Jonathan is not here to read me this. Okay, ready? I placed first in my debate competition and qualified for nationals. What is this word say? No.
So at least she's having a good sense of humor about it. And her PR team, whoever set her up with Jake Shane, that was the right move. He's a really likable podcaster. And so putting those two together, I think, is going to do really good things for her reputation. All right, Barry Keoghan says he was so nervous about meeting Ringo Starr, who he's playing in the Beatles biopic, that he said that he couldn't even look him in the eye.
Were you watching Ringo to see what you could absorb?
Yeah, I was, and I said it to him. And when I was talking to him, I couldn't look at him. I was nervous, like, right now. But he's like, you know, he's like, you can look at me. And it was just sort of, again, you're playing Ringo Starr. It's my job is to observe and take in little kind of mannerisms and, you know, studying. But I wanted to know, I want to bring forward, like, you know, I want to humanize and bring feelings to it and, you know, not just sort of imitate.
That, of course, was courtesy of Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, so I was chewing on this as I read the story yesterday or this morning. When one of the greatest asks you to perform what they do in front of them, would you be too intimidated by the moment and not do it?
It would depend on who it is for me. But if it was somebody that I had like a personal admiration for, I would definitely be nervous. It would be rough.
I would be nervous, but I would do it because A, you'd want pointers. But at B, if they are the best at their crafts, he's asking you to play drums and you're like, I can't do that. I would say, I would absolutely say, okay, I'll give it a try.
Because you want to do it in front of them because they're going to be the ones to correct you if there's something that you need to do differently.
If Michael Jordan comes to you and says, hey, you want to play one-on-one, you doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Not I even mean, thinking
for
twice.
The story alone.
I
have
to do it.
I mean, you know you're going to get crushed, but at least you'll have a story.
He's getting a little older. I might get, well, I got gout. That's what's slowing down.
Michael Jordan's not the only one getting older.
Gout versus the goat.
That's the reason. That's the reason why Michael Jordan's going to be because you're struggling with gout right now.
You must be.
Okay.
That's my story, and I'm walking with it.
You are delusional.
I don't know if you're walking. You're limping with it.
I'm walking with it. I can't run.
All right, we have a new pope, and he's American. I'll tell you what you can expect from his leadership on your next E-Buzz on The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of the new pope, history was made yesterday when the new pope was announced. We have a brand new pope, and he's American. This is a great day for the USA. This is history making. We have never had an American pope before. He is from Chicago. He is chosen the name Pope Leo XIV. And there's been a reason why we've never had an American pope before. I don't know why it never crossed my mind that we would even have the possibility of having one. I don't know why the Pope just seems like such a foreign entity. I don't know why I thought you had to be Italian or you had to be someone who lived abroad or whatever. And kind of that was an unspoken rule until now, because there's been a lot of, it was very taboo to think about choosing an American Pope because they didn't want to align themselves with like a global superpower, which the United States is. Mm. I think they wanted to keep things a little bit more grassroots. But now that we have an American Pope, things are changing.
I wonder if they chose him because even though he's from Chicago originally, he lived in Peru for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And his speech, he didn't speak English at all. He spoke Italian and Spanish for his old congregation. So I wonder if that was a way of choosing a pope who is from America, but who isn't necessarily identify maybe as American. Because if you live in a country for 20 years, like if I'm born somewhere, but I live somewhere else for 20 years, like me now, I have British roots, but I'm American for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, but it is kind of a mind F because I did hear an old interview from him and he has like a full on Midwestern accent. Like,
is that right?
He said, you know, in his cadence. And I actually listened to an interview from his brother because, of course, like, you know, you have an American Pope and you're going to have people on American soil that are related to this global superpower now. And so his brother, Lewis, is in Florida currently in ABC News Bay Area. Interviewed him to ask him what it was like to watch his brother get elected as the Pope.
I was lying in bed. My wife called and said, white smoke, white smoke. So I turned the TV on, watched the white smoke, and it took him almost an hour till they. And when the Cardinal came out and we're all waiting and he goes, and he mentioned Roberto, I knew right away. And I just, it's like if I had not been in bed standing up, I might have collapsed because it's like, totally unexpected, you know. It's like they said, the first American Pope, that was a strike against him. He's young, two strikes, but he's got a lot of worldwide experience in his previous popes. So when we were little kids, I used to raise Cain with my two younger brothers all the time, but he was always the holy one. And we used to tease him. You're going to be Pope someday. You're too holy. What do you want to be? Joking, ribbing. And when he went into the seminary, it's like, oh, wow, okay. And then a couple of years ago when the Pope made him a cardinal, it's like, this could happen. Holy cow.
So a couple of things here. First of all, adding to the list of things white people say that you will never hear from a black person, we just heard right there, raising Cain.
Yeah. That's safe. You've
we
never
were,
hit it.
We were raising Cain when we were kids.
And holy cow.
Add that to the list, too.
Second thing is, I think, and I might be talking out of my booty here, I think the rules of traditionally where popes are coming from has changed. Because do I have this right that wasn't Pope Francis the first pope from Argentina?
Yeah, so technically people are mincing words. Pope Francis is the first American pope because Argentina is in the Americas. But, I mean, you don't call anyone United Statesian. We're American.
Yeah, that's silly.
So, but, yes, he was from Argentina.
Yeah.
So one thing that his brother also wants to clear up is that there's been a lot of fake news coming about his brother already.
Already?
Already. And he wants to make sure people knew what baseball team he roots for.
Is he a Sox fan or a Cubs fan?
Whoever said Cubs on the radio got it wrong. It's Sox. And he never grew up in South Holland. It was Dalton.
He grew up in Dalton. And he's a Sox fan.
Right.
That's a major difference.
That is very important to get through. For real.
So, I think one news anchor said, I think he's been through enough. He's been a Cubs fan most of his life, but now he's a Sox fan.
So I'm really curious because I'm a little bit naive and uneducated about the process and have really only been very, very into it this year because my son is supposed to be in Rome for this whole thing, right? When the Cardinals show up to vote, do they even realize that they are potentially going to be the Pope?
I've always wondered, like, do they have kind of a short list in the running? Because this was a pretty short conclave. I think it was only about 2 days, yeah, which is about the same as it was for Pope Francis and the Pope before him. Whereas historically, 400 years ago, this could have taken up to, 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty grueling process. I mean, they would, lock them in the Sistine Chapel and, reduce them to one meal a day. It could get pretty brutal. Nowadays, the only thing they really have to give up is ravioli because apparently that's, a legitimate rule because they don't want little secret notes to get slid into no ravioli, meats that you can stuff things into like a bird where you could shove it in. So there are certain things that they can't eat because they're worried that they're gonna have some kind of communication with the outside world.
I'm guessing a bunch of these cardinals are just showing up to vote and before you know it, you're the Pope and you're like, wait, my name was on the list. I didn't even know my name was on the list.
Yeah, there's something called the Room of Tears, too, which is apparently a historical thing where, that's where the new Pope has a moment to himself before he goes out into the world to, cry and be like, oh, my God, my life is changing. Okay, now I'm going to go out and bring world peace.
He got choked up on the balcony, and it was honestly really beautiful to witness.
I wonder if anyone's ever said no, since you didn't know you were going to get voted. And, you ever said, I'm good?
I don't think so. Because, you're God's anointed one, you know?
You can't say no.
How are you going to say no to God?
Yeah.
Right.
If the Pope can get choked up and tear up on the balcony in front of an entire congregation as the vessel of God on earth, Bart, you can shed a couple tears over your son graduating. Okay?
Fair enough. Okay? Fair enough.
All right, the ACM Awards were last night, and there was one common theme from each of the star-studded performances. I'm going to tell you more in your next E-Buzz on the Bert Show.
So you know how Mikey was trying to turn me onto that Sturgill fella?
Yeah.
Sturgill Simpson?
Yeah. I started listening. I love it.
Yeah. Wait, really?
It's really good, man. It's really old school. It's really good.
This isn't surprising because Mikey came in with like the highest regard for him. Like he is the artist of our generation. Meanwhile, I've never heard of this man in my life.
It's good.
Like as far as I'm concerned, Taylor Swift is the voice of our generation. But Sturgill Simpson, I'm sure he can be up there. All right, the best movies to watch on Mother's Day. Harper's Bazaar came out with a list of 30 of the best movies to watch on Mother's Day. So if you haven't come out with a plan to treat your mom to a little quality time, maybe tune into one of these 10 movies that are apparently the best to watch on this day. In 10th place is a movie I have never heard of, The Babadook. Has anyone heard of that movie?
No, I've not heard.
Cassie's nodding yes.
Yeah, that's a very strange Mother's Day movie, I'm going to be honest.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's a horror film.
Oh, really?
Well, is there any greater horror than being a mother?
Some days. Yeah. It's like, it's a horror movie, right, Tommy, with kind of like, it's not a feel-good ending, but an ending where you're like, oh, okay, that tracks.
Yeah, and it's one of those movies where the trailer was way better than the movie.
Yeah, okay. You like, it's a think piece at the end about
it
trauma.
Sucks.
Yeah, maybe just watch the trailer then. In ninth place, it goes to 1998's Stepmom.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Are these bad movies? I've never seen them.
No, it's just depressing AF.
Is that Jennifer
Garner? Oh, God, that one with Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon?
Yes!
No! The mom has cancer. Uh-uh.
Okay,
so don't watch that.
Maybe this is a list of ones not to watch on Mother's Day.
What was the title of the Harper's Bazaar article?
The best movies to watch on Mother's Day.
They're on crack.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is Sunday. And if you don't feel like actually interacting with your mom, you can always pop in a movie. Harper's Bazaar, put a list of blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And there's 30 of them. These are the top 10.
What's next? Throw Mama from the Train?
Number
Terms
eight.
Of Endearment?
That's number one.
No. Mommy Dearest?
OMG, that's about abuse.
Child abuse. Mother, yeah.
I'm just reading the list. This is from our prep service that we pay money for.
Sincerely, that's like an abusive mother situation.
Yeah. Should I keep going? Okay,
little child abuse.
In seventh place, 2009's Away We Go.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, sixth place. This is a really, I will say, I've seen this film. This is kind of a depressing but honest film about mother and daughterhood. Lady Bird with Saoirse Ronan.
Oh,
that's
a
great
movie.
But again, it's
kind of depressing.
Yeah, it's like they butt heads constantly.
Well, doesn't in the title it say if you don't want to interact with your mom, you watch these? So I think he's sending a clear message.
Maybe.
Oh, that's true. But I mean, like, you know, you're still spending quality time together.
Yeah. I think these are movies for people that may have
issues.
Difficult relationships with their mothers.
It gets better up here. In fifth place, Pride and Prejudice, 2005. This is my favorite movie of all time. It's a good feel-good film, but yeah, the mom is a little weird in that one too. So
Someone with mom issues wrote this list. Like, where's Bad Moms?
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Fun.
I probably should have revealed that I did write this article. In fourth place, Coraline. In third place...
Oh my God, Coraline, where she makes her sew buttons into her eyes? Get out of here.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I haven't seen it.
Didn't that win like an Oscar or something?
It did. Another strange pick for this.
Okay. And no, this one's good. In second place.
Like there's like a lot of blood and stuff in that movie. Don't I have that right?
Yeah, a lot of violence, a lot of blood. Yeah. And hot dog fingers.
The Parent Trap.
Okay,
in
that's
second
fun.
Place. Okay, we have a nice ending here. And in first place, I totally agree with this, especially the sequel, so you can watch them back to back. Mamma Mia.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Every other one, that was weird.
They figured it out around one and two.
Anyway, there's your list. For more stories, head to the Bert Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bert Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind. And dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No